Eleanor Roosevelt said, "I gain strength, courage, and confidence by every experience in which I must stop and look fear in the face." This is exactly what we need to do with the face of cancer. While cancer has been a Goliath of a killer in recent decades, it is on the decline because more and more people are learning that it is beatable and are changing their habits accordingly. God's wisdom on how we should live and what we should eat is at the foundation of all who are preventing and beating cancer today through better nutrition, wholesome living, and overcoming faith. Understanding this wisdom is more important today than ever. In addition to the powerful breakthroughs experienced in the medical arena, miracles by the healing touch of God happen every day. Instantaneous miracles are performed in a moment by the power of the Holy Spirit. I have seen many people whose triumph over cancer, even in its advanced stages, can only be described as miraculous. And I know other medical doctors who would agree that they too have witnessed such dramatic occurrences. However, generally, God won't do what you can do. You must change your diet and lifestyle to prevent cancer. I have also witnessed numerous other healings that took place over a longer period of time. These patients pray, trust God's word, and use natural therapies that include a healthy diet, good nutrition, supplements, detoxification measures, and lifestyle changes. This approach provides an arsenal of weapons to battle the many factors that cause cancer. God's design for personal health care. In order to understand how the Bible cure defeats cancer, it is important to first know how cancer develops. We actually use the word cancer to describe a vast and varied number of processes that are so complex and widespread that science is still working around the clock to understand and name them all. Researchers are far from completely understanding all of the elements that can cause cancer, as well as all the different abnormal processes in the body that allow it to grow and spread. However, with that said, all of them do seem to follow a similar general pattern. And by doing what we can to prevent that pattern, we can also prevent cancer from forming, keep it from spreading, or sometimes even cause it to self-destruct. Perhaps the best analogy for understanding how cancer forms is to think of your body as a nation made up of different cities and towns that all have functions that contribute to the health of the overall whole. Each of these cities has to work together and communicate with each other through various systems, like the cardiovascular, lymphatic, and nervous systems, which act as highways to transport nutrients, send signals, or carry away waste. Each city is made up of millions of cells that each perform a unique function. All your cities together are home to approximately 60 trillion cells. The body is producing new cells all of the time as it needs one thing or another. Each cell then performs its task and eventually dies after a certain period of time so that the body can maintain balances of what it needs and what it doesn't need. These dead cells are then cleared away and replaced by new cells. In fact, your body replaces approximately 90 to 95% of its mass on a cellular level every 2 years or so through the healthy creation, function, death, and then clearing away of your cells.